This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. A federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is now public. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice has unsealed the 49-page indictment issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements. Prosecutors say Trump shared a highly sensitive Pentagon plan of attack to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey and was recorded on tape admitting it had not been declassified.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump faces 37 felony counts. CBS's Arden Fari on evidence in the indictment.
Photographs show boxes stacked in a bathroom, some in a ballroom, others piled in storage areas and spilled on the floor. Prosecutors say the boxes were moved around the estate at Trump's direction and that Trump resisted efforts by federal officials to retrieve the documents for proper storage. The sensitive documents contained information related to U.S. nuclear weaponry and military intelligence on foreign countries, according to the indictment.
Republican leaders are criticizing the charges, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we're not going to stand for it.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extorting her mother, Beth, following his extradition from Peru. Family friend Carol Standifer.
We were just really happy that this day has happened, and Beth has worked so hard for years to get him on the soil in Alabama and to get him in a position where we can find some justice for what happened to Natalie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wouldn't confirm that in his nightly address. A dam collapse in the south has trapped and displaced thousands of Ukrainians. Witnesses and media are reporting an extremist attack on a beachside hotel in Somalia. There are reports of many rescues at the property in Mogadishu as fighting continues. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. No word yet on injuries or deaths. Stocks gained on Wall Street. The S&P saw its fourth straight positive week. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. It's an eventful weekend across the western part of the state, and that includes June Dairy Breakfast. The Washburn County Fairgrounds are hosting the Tri-County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow morning. In Vernon County, it'll be held near Viroqua, and Pepin County's will be at the Churchview Dairy of Durand. On Sunday, the Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Redbury Dairy just north of Muscadet, and Grant County's will be held at Cassville. You can find out more information at wisconsindairy.org. The 64th annual Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are set to begin tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The weekend-long competition determines who will compete for a berth in the National High School Rodeo Finals in Wyoming next month. First performance is tonight at 7. And the State High School Softball Championships are continuing today in Madison. It was Broadhead defeating Somerset 5-0 in D3. Later tonight, Superior takes on Sun Prairie East. Championship games are tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Live. It is Friday night. There we go. From Solidarity Realty Studios, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. I've got Evo managing the whole works for me because I don't know how. But that means you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison. We should be heard all over the world. And actually, you can be on Apple or Google or the Civic Media app. Would appreciate everybody that listens. By the way, the studio number is 844-967-2789. And it's official, folks. Wisconsin's in a drought. And I don't mean just like the last dozen years of watching the Republican Party suck the life out of the state, right? 88% of the state is considered to be in a moderate drought, which in my world, moderate, that means like Joe Manchin. So that's really, really bad, people. Really, really bad. And by the way, if you wonder why Joe Manchin kind of looks like the devil, it's because he works for him, man. Got that pipeline going through West Virginia. Yeah. Wait, fast track that. Thanks, Joe Biden. You know, and I don't understand how the entire Democratic Party can sit back and watch that guy do what he does, except for, what, are they all in on it? Except for progressives? Oh, no, you don't say. That's been my take for quite a while. And a lot of other people that are kind of awake in this world. just keep hearing more of that woke stuff coming from the people that are completely out of it. So I'm just hoping that the rain comes. Because I know by 4th of July, if it's dry around the state, there's going to be some fools out getting drunk, fireworks, everything else, camping, all that. And we're going to burn part of the state. And if you didn't see what happened in Canada, well, of course you saw it because you couldn't really see. You could look at the sun for like 2 weeks straight and it didn't hurt your eyes, but there weren't any clouds, just that like that haze. But I guess it got really bad on the East Coast, right? Where, I mean, it's hazardous smoke. They're saying toxic. Good God. I mean, how close did that come to Wisconsin? But for the Great Lakes, probably, huh? So be prepared, people. It's not looking good. And every day that it keeps saying, well, it's supposed to rain, then it changes. So I heard, what, tomorrow we're supposed to get rain? And it'll be scattered, right? Maybe there'll be a lot of thunder and lightning, start some forest fires, grass fires. I'm kind of pissed that I finally mowed my yard after no mow May. It figures we'd go right into a drought, or it would continue, because I guess it was already started at that point. Anyway, so with all this stuff going on, I basically took time for myself, right? Because there's no we in I think, as I've explained. It's time to take care of I for a little while, since I can't find enough we that agree with me, right? So anyway, I was out in the southwestern part of the state in the Bluffs, just about ready to head home. For some reason, I went down towards the state park, and then, oh, what's that? Oh, that looked like a little raccoon in the grass there. Oh, no. I turn around. Sure enough, there's a little raccoon. Nobody else around. It's like 4 in the afternoon, which is kind of a strange time for a baby to be out in the broad sunlight. And, you know, I looked at her kind of small. Looked a little weak. But I approached it, and I said, hey, where's your mom? You know, and I was calling, looking around, nothing. You know, the raccoon call. So anyway, I finally decided, well, I'm going to have to try and save this little thing. And I picked her up, and she kind of went like that a little bit, and then put her in my car. And she didn't really try to bite at me or anything. So, you know, I let her go. She was on the dash, and then she went down underneath the seat. So a two-hour drive to get home, and I kept looking down there. Oh, she's sleeping. Well, finally I get home, and I get in the driveway, and I open the door, and I said, are you ready? She looks at me, and I went, and she just started chirping and climbing up me. And I got her in the house, and I'm like, well, you're hungry, and I know that I got to get some substitute milk. So I went and got all that, got the bottle, fed her, set her up in the bathroom, little carrying cage and towels. Next day, I go in the bathroom, do the call again. She comes chirping. I did videos, so people got to see it a little bit. She's a sweetheart, and I knew she loved me, and I knew that she knew I loved her, right? Who is this guy? Just picks me up when I'm desperate. So I call wildlife, or take her to the wildlife center. No, we don't take raccoons. You know, almost kind of like laughing, and I'm like, yeah, because raccoons just aren't worth it, are they? You know, wildlife center. Enough of them get hit on the road by us, you'd think somebody have a little compassion. They're telling me, oh, no, don't let her out of the cage. She might bite you. And I'm like, well, I don't think she has rabies. Well, you haven't had a rabies case, you know, and I don't know how long. And I go, well, then I don't know what the problem is. I was bottle feeding her yesterday, and I did my little open the cage, let her climb up me, kind of smiled at the two ladies like, both of you are half my age. I had a pet raccoon before. I am in tune with nature. I do love animals, and I don't care. If there's an animal in trouble and I think I can save it, I'm going to. If there's an animal in trouble and I know it needs to have somebody euthanize it so it's not in pain for hours or attacked by another predator or something, then I make the call and call wildlife control, and I know the animal's not going to make it, but at least, you know, I gave it some kind of decency, some dignity. And it broke my heart, man. I was like, man, I love this little thing, and I know she loved me, man. This is just terrible. I mean, and then the next, you know, next day I wake up, and lo and behold, there is a God. Pat Robertson is dead. And I'm like, I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I'm not sorry. Whenever evil like that dies, give me a Rush Limbaugh. I don't care who it is. First thing I say is, yeah! There's another evil bastard gone. Now, I know that, you know, that sounds insensitive to people, but do you think about what that man did for, well, he got 93 years on this planet. And I know a lot of people say, well, I wouldn't hope my worst. Look, this guy's earned the opportunity to meet the fire, hell, and brimstone that he preached about when he spoke against freedom for people that were different than he. Right? And you know what I mean. anybody that isn't heterosexual, anybody that, you know, has sex out of wedlock. This guy's like, he's a liar, a bigot. I say charged with blasphemy. You know, there are some scriptures that I know, and I know that it was in there that it's really bad. He must have went into Vietnam young because, you know, I said to him, you went in pretty young, huh? And he goes, well, yeah, you know, 18 in 1964. I'm like, well, gosh, okay, so that guy's like 77 years old. And so we started talking. He told me he was a chaplain. And I told him what I do, you know, that my struggles in fighting against poverty and racism and inequality and injustice. And willing to stand up and make a fool of myself to try and break these things. By the time we talked for about a half hour. And at the end of it, he says to me, you're an interesting man. You should write a book. And here I am thinking, yeah, that pizza box book I wanted to write. Because it's very simple. And I basically said to him, if I was, you know, nearly as accomplished as you were, I probably would write a book. I should have asked him, did you write one? But then he asked me if I was a Christian. And I said, well, you know, the way America is today, it's kind of tough to identify with that label when you watch people claim to be Christian and all they do is cheer against the poor and the downtrodden and yay for the fascists like Trump and all the other world leaders that are crushing people's freedom. And I said to him, I believe in you know, helping the poor and the sick. And so, you know, he understood that I don't call myself that. I just don't. I'm not Christ-like, you know. What I am is a human being that's very in touch with the world and the environment and animals and trees. And so I spent this whole week with nature and my friend who's pretty much lost her mind at this point, and a lot of people have. And I would say that the stress of the world has definitely contributed to that. I know that last year, gun violence, death by guns, suicides and murders went up by 3,600. That's the highest jump in 1 year ever. So it's not over, and it never will be because we have, you know, legislators that just don't give a damn about your children or your well-being. Fire. Yeah, I mean, I did not enjoy that heat. Fortunately for us, the humidity was down a bit and there was a breeze, but we gotta get some rain, man. You can't water in your flowers and yard and garden. I'm planting a late garden again this year. Did the same thing last year. I will say that my volunteer tomatoes that have popped up everywhere, I won't do nothing for those. Those things will be producing better than anything that I could have planted, that had a greenhouse start. Greenhouse? That would help. Greenhouse energies maybe, huh? Greenhouse gases? We'll talk about Republicans defending fossil fuels in a minute.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine into the evening, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 60s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and a high around 80. Sunny, breezy, and low 70s Sunday. Back into sunshine again on Monday, a high into the mid-70s. It's 82 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you."
The boy said, "My name's Pat Robertson." Just a playlist for him.
In honor of him, may he rest in eternal damnation. And I will say that I can't say that he'll be in hell or that he even deserves it, for I am not the judge on this matter. Correct? But I do know that he'll be tiny, tiny, tiny in the kingdom. Very small. Speaking of small, Republicans voting to protect gas-operated engines and fossil fuel production, because we want our pollution, man. Because it just can't. I mean, I've had arguments with friends. I've talked about that, where they're like, "Oh, solar's bad," you know, because they want to drive their, you know, 20-mile-per-gallon gas hog around. Can you believe how many SUVs there are out there? So anyway, that's the Republicans, you know, making sure that, you know, this race to extinction continues. I don't know if we're on the air tonight. 844-967-2789. I appreciate people calling in so I don't have to listen to myself so much. Is that what we're doing? Whoa, somebody saved me. All right. We'll go to Mark in the sack. What's happening, Mark?
Well, not much. I have a hard time with the whole Pat Robertson thing, too. Mr. Blood Diamonds, Pat Robertson. But I don't want to wish, you know, damnation on anybody. I'm sort of like there was a second or third century Greek in Alexandria named Ogion, who actually believed in universal salvation, that even the devil himself would be reconciled with God in the end. That he is, you know, one of the early Christian thinkers of the time. You know, he was kind of an odd duck in some other ways, but he kind of went above and beyond there in the whole terms of it for universal salvation. And I'm not a biblical scholar by any stretch of the imagination, but I just found that interesting when I read it on this book on the mysteries of the Middle Ages by Thomas Cahill.
Well, I believe in a lot of diplomacy in hell after watching Drive Angry and also, you know, doing the whole biblical series Supernatural, right, with all the demons and devil and God and who do you trust. But yeah, I'm just glad that he's gone, and I don't apologize for that. I just, you know, evil people that have the airwaves and mislead people, and look at, there's a church in my town that says freedom is not free. Now, first of all, I thought in your church you believed that Jesus died on the cross so that we would all be free, and this is just that Trumpy stuff, right? Just always, you know, get yourself right or you'll be left behind. So, you know, all that kind of stuff that they play on their signs, and they live tax-free. Yeah, freedom is not free, but it is for that guy living in right next to his church.
What's interesting in the book of Revelations, you know, not that I'm a scholar of it, but if you add or subtract to the book of Revelations, which the whole Left Behind series was, did nothing but add and subtract to the book of Revelations, you're going to get punished for doing that. And but so I find that a little, you know, that they like to pick and choose. And I tend to, you know, lean toward what John Fugel's saying says about, you know, I've got a couple of his T-shirts, you know, talking about, you know, that Jesus never really condemned anybody.
Nobody's condemned. Nobody's named in the Bible to eternal damnation. However, Satan has a grip on hell right now, and the earth.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we're supposed to, you know, Matthew 25 to 35 is how we're supposed to be treating the stranger and our fellow man, and that's what Jesus was saying, that we're judged by how we treat each other. We're supposed to teach each other generosity and kindness, and some people make it tough to treat them with generosity and kindness, but that's what we're supposed to do. And Pat Robertson was kind of the antithesis of that, enriching himself his entire life, but in some very unsavory ways in some cases.
Oh, absolutely.
The whole blood diamonds thing coming out of Africa.
Yeah, and thanks.
But anyway,
I wanted to mention.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that my dad's, you know, when I remember when the blood diamonds, the whole problem back in the 70s, because apparently the public schools had invested in diamonds, and here was all this stuff going on. Well, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of supporting something like this? But it's crazy now. Now, you know, stealing is the name of the game, right? Which reminds me of the Republicans, right? They had to compromise with Evers on a bill, right? Well, of course they did. I mean, it's easy for the Republicans to compromise now because, you know, they toss back a nickel for every dollar that they stole the last 10 years. And for some reason, people in this state don't understand that all your services that were cut, the schools that closed down that you grew up loving, we had to combine districts. None of that had to happen, people. None of it. But when the Republicans decided to cut funding for everything, for our roads, and by the way, we're almost going to a break, so we'll pick up Tom in L.A. coming back. But they've done nothing for the state. And now they're just going to do a little bit of toss into the public school system that they robbed and destroyed, took us from top five. Yeah, it's just me, myself, and I, because there's no we in I. I don't know who did the original version of this, but it's better than this one. My fault.
No, this is G-Eazy, bud.
I know.
He's still in there, man. He's still in there.
Yeah, but the other one was like, you know, from 1980.
Oh, man. We're going to have to come back with that at some point.
I'll pick it another week. We'll be back in, play it out, man. We'll be back in, it's a heartbreak. Yeah.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Special Report. The unsealed indictment of former President Trump is lengthy and detailed, and CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says very serious.
Everything that is detailed here, all of the steps along the way leading up to this moment, indicate that the former president engaged in willful behavior to impede, to obstruct, to hide, to prevent law enforcement from being able to obtain this information.
The timing of a possible trial is unclear, says CBS's Robert Costa.
This trial, if it happens, could take place during the heart of a presidential campaign next year, or maybe even after the former president wins the presidency again. You can technically serve in the presidency even if you've been convicted of a crime.
There were protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City today.
Guilty.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. There's a lot to do this weekend across the western part of the state. That includes the 50th anniversary of Altoona's Cinder City Days. A parade, music, car show, and more will be held tomorrow as part of the event, which gets underway tonight. The 64th annual Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are set to go off tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The weekend-long competition determines who will compete for a berth in the National High School Rodeo Finals in Wyoming next month. The first performance goes up tonight at 7 o'clock. It wouldn't be June without the June Dairy Breakfasts, and you can find out where you have one located near you this weekend at wisconsindairy.org. Washburn County Fairgrounds, Viroqua, Durand, Richland County, and Grant County all having dairy breakfast this weekend. And the state high school championships continued today. It was Broadhead defeating Somerset 5-0 in D3. Superior plays Sun Prairie East later tonight. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served,
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through,
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Living, loving, she's the woman that's cool out in her age Cadillac. Living, loving, she's the woman. Come on, babe, all around about. Right on the merry-go-round. We all know what the name is, so you better lay your money down.
Alimony, that's Guitar Clinic, eh? Good time to plug him. JeffsGuitar.com. It's in Stoughton for all your guitar needs, right? Brand new guitars, music lessons, gift certificates, good all year. Yeah. By the way, I heard that somebody unearthed a tape of a drag queen in Florida named Rhonda Santos. And I'm just, you know, I can't say that it's for sure yet, but, that would explain why he wanted to pronounce his name DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, All right, that's enough of that. Bad joke. Dry. Just like the air here. It's almost like we're living in a desert. At night, it gets down to 50, low 50, cool, dry air. Hello, Tom, out in L.A. How you doing tonight?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing okay.
All right.
First off, we the people ultimately are the government collectively, and we must never forget that, especially once we get money out of politics, which is the thing I would ask everybody, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, to get behind the push to get all money, all lobbying out of politics. Second, the Republican Party is the pro-death party. Everything they do is in favor of death, whether it be wars, whether it be capital punishment, whether it be not, you know, making sure people have enough to eat. Just go down the line. Whereas the Democratic Party is pro a woman's right to choose, not pro the government's right to choose. And just because a woman chooses just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy. They always forget about that part. They always want to call it pro-abortion.
Well, Tom, I would guess that most also, men are most of the time the men are the ones that are pushing for it or bailing on the woman and leaving her with the decision to be made by herself. And just like it should be, she should be the one to make the decision. Correct.
Absolutely. But also, I want to say, you know, one thing about Pat Robertson is I really would not want to be in his shoes right now if we go by the proverbial Santa Claus in the pearly gates of heaven or whatever it is. Right now, if he's meeting his judgment day, I'm kind of laughing, actually, because I don't really think he's going to be allowed into that, you know, pearly gates there.
His shoes incinerated the minute he hit the floor there, Tom. He's got no shoes. He got blisters.
Exactly. Well, not only that, they say hell is something about a despair. You know, when you die and you feel nothing but despair because you didn't have actual faith and trusting in, quote unquote, Jesus. So I would just ask all of the Christians in name only that are out there in the listening audience, call up and tell me just one policy that the Republican Party, whether it be in Wisconsin or whether it be on the federal level, has done that is living in the footsteps of the actual Jesus Christ. I really would love to hear their answer on that. Good job, buddy, by the way, with your raccoon buddy.
Yeah. I had, and, myself. What a sweetheart she was. And it was meant to be that way. But it was almost like she knew before I did. And she was just thankful that I gave her a place and you know, cuddled with me for a little while.
Absolutely.
It was sweet as hell.
You know what? And that's one of the reasons why, you know, in the past 10 years, I have chosen not to eat animals. You know, I look at every animal that's out there as an you know, an actual animal, just like my dog, just like, you know, a pet. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why, like I said, even growing up in Wisconsin my whole life, all of that, there are so many alternatives now and good fresh vegetables and stuff that you can eat that you don't have to, you know, actually eat animals. So not trying to get a soapbox here or anything like that. But I'm pretty happy also that today is Jack Smith Day.
Right.
And hopefully we'll see some justice. Hopefully we'll see some justice in this world, and recommend a movie for everyone this weekend. If you're looking for one to watch, watch Dope Sick with Michael Keaton. And it's a series on Hulu. Michael Keaton and Rosario Dawson on the whole Stackler family and the whole OxyContin thing. I think everyone will be really wide awake after they see that show. That's all I got, Mike. I just hope that we get money out of politics and we can restore government back to we the people.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, no, I listen. I've been trying to get off eating animals for a long time, and I'm convinced that the only reason why I haven't completely gotten off eating meat is because of the convenience and the way it's pushed and the fact that I haven't researched enough to make enough recipes. My best friend makes excellent food without meat in it. I don't, it's not like I want meat. It's like you said, you know, just you got to figure out the alternative, because now there is so many products out there that are healthy, but they also taste good, right? I mean, a lot of the times you eat meat, it doesn't even taste good. We got time to take Wisco Paul before break? All right. Wisco Paul, you're on, brother.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Sounds like you're having a good time. Fastest hour in radio.
Yeah,
being from Wisconsin, I'm kind of addicted to brats and beer, but, you know, just because I am doesn't mean other people have to eat it. But, hey, this is the driest. I had to look it up. You and me are roughly the same age. Never seen the May that dry, or starting off in June, and I looked it up, and the last time we had this dry of weather this time of year was in the 30s, and that didn't turn out real well. But if we don't get some rain pretty soon, we'll have to, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, I don't know what we're going to eat here in the state, but hopefully it'll turn around, Mike. But I somehow think we may have hit the tipping point as far as the environment. And I don't know if you're going to be able to bring it back to where it was when you and me were young. I don't want to be too much of a pessimist, but you start looking down the line here with the PFOBs, forever chemicals in the water. And I know you and me have talked about this before, how much we've seen the seasons change in this state, where at one time when you and me were young, sometimes we'd have 2-3 foot of snow in the ground down here in southern Wisconsin, you know. And so I don't know where we're headed on the environment, but I'm kind of a pessimist. I don't know if they can turn this around, Mike. So with that, it is.
Hey, man, it's not being a pessimist. It's being like a realist, okay? And that's what I tell people. I'm like, you're just going to ignore it. This is like, you know, maybe July or August going into September weather, you know, like harvest weather where it dries up so you can pick all the remaining vegetables. It's way off the charts. There's not enough rain. I mentioned, you know, April showers bring May flowers. You know, we didn't have that, okay? We just didn't. We had snow. But when we in 1 week, you know, we had fires, floods, a blizzard, tornado, and then another blizzard like a week later. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's getting worse. It's not your imagination that, look at how cool it is at night. I know it's only June, but it's like 30 degree difference from day to night. And it should only be about 20 degrees normally. I don't know.
Well, in ending this, it's you and me have seen a lot of change, Mike, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know if you can come back from this, even with electric cars and everything else. We're just going to have to get used to what's going on here, which, whatever. I'm going to end on a positive note, and that is Trump was indicted, and that's a happy note for me anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, I'll save that for our last segment. Yes, definitely.
All right.
And we'll talk about what that means.
Call,
hey, you bet. But listen, this drought is just, you know, like a wake-up call for some people. Apparently, this has been coming for quite a while. I've been talking about the dead timber that we have, that we don't clean our dead forests. And I see that the Dane County Parks was clearing out La Follette Park of not just the deadwood, but some of the junk trees, right? Except for one thing, you know, what are you going to replace it with? That junk tree to you was home for nature, a lot of it. So if you don't have a plan to replace everything that you erase from this planet, and it's just constantly more highways, more roundabouts, you know, even those old roadside plazas that were dead are coming back to life, right? Yes. You know, I don't know what else there is to do, but I see Tom, hold on here. You wanted to say something before we go to break. So you have it. You there,
hey,
Tom?
Mike.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
One thing that I did, cause I was a huge meat eater back in, when I lived in Wisconsin, and my whole life. And the one thing I did that really helped was I changed it from calling it meat to calling it animals. And there are alternatives such as Beyond Meat, Impossible Burger at Burger King. And there's a lot of different alternatives now that they never had in the past. And the biggest thing is, like we were talking about, is water. The amount of water that they put into cows now in the CAFOs is just extreme, to the point where we are not going to be able to survive as a species if all that water, is drunk that way. So even if a person takes one day out of the week where they don't eat animals, and I know that's a mortal sin to say, in Wisconsin, especially I'm from the northwestern part of Wisconsin, but it's all CAFOs. This isn't your family farms anymore. These are all CAFOs. And the thing is, they put penicillin and steroids and everything else in these animals. But one of the ways that I changed is I started calling it not meat, but actually calling it animals. And I choose not to eat animals. So just something to throw out there for people, when they're thinking about it, that they're actually eating an animal, not meat.
And I appreciate it, Tom. I'm going to call it carcass. So when I eat it, I feel like I'm a vulture eating something that's just dead. And a lot of the meat, like you said, Tom, it's stressed meat, right? These animals aren't free grazing, and they're stressed out. If anybody doesn't understand that, animals have feelings, okay? Animals are loving creatures, okay? And yes, there's a cycle of life and an ecosystem that, there's predators and there's those that get eaten by predators. But whenever I see something like that, I try to think, well, that bird must have done something to another bird, and that's why that's why that hawk just ate it, because it was evil, did some bad stuff. I don't know. I see, Mary, we're going to pick you up after the break, because we only got a couple minutes left. We want to give you a chance to talk. One more thing, a new paleontology study shows that, just because humans have larger brains than most things, it does not make us exceptional, which should be obvious at this point, because every one of my cats is smarter than any Republican I know right now. Okay? Just for starters. But they talk about, look, if you don't think whales are smarter than humans, there's something wrong with you. If you don't think turtles are smarter than us, just because they can't zip across the road. By the way, I've had much success this year saving turtles off the road. Two that I missed, which I'm sure somebody probably tried to hit them, because it's like, we've talked about this. You see a turtle, you can stop, you can go around it. You don't have to go over it. It really ticks me off. I know there's a lot of evil out there. That's why we're doing this. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine into the evening, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 60s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and a high around 80. Sunny, breezy, and low 70s Sunday. Back into sunshine again on Monday, a high into the mid-70s. Right now it's 80.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I can't understand why I eat any animal. Anytime I drive by the cows and stuff, I'm talking to them. Hey, sweetie. They look at you. They know, I'm telling you. Anyhow, let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa. Hey, are you feeling good about Trump being indicted? I mean, come on. Is anybody really surprised?
No, I want to talk about turtles and change.
Cool.
Yay for the turtles. They're in my heart. You know, it was the first pet I had as a kid, and I'll tell you, I didn't realize until I was an adult how I had bonded with them. But I know that you're a strong climate advocate, and there's a two-week trial starting in Montana this Monday. They're hoping for national coverage on this. The website to, you know, find out anything and everything is bit.ly/MTClimateTrial. They want, you know, lots of attention on this. And I think the young people are leading us forward regarding this. Another thing is Juliana v. United States. It's been on hold for eight years. And they're asking, our Children's Trust is asking people to contact Merrick Garland, you know, to say, let's go forward with this trial. So I think that, you know, the young people are going to do it for us, and they need our support.
Well, I hope that's the case, Mary. But I got to tell you that, you know, like Paul mentioned, you know, even changing over. No, people have to realize from this point on, we have to adapt and we have to mitigate. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at right now. It's adaptation and mitigate all of this. And it's not happening. Not fast enough. Yeah. And so, like you said, these events are the ones that are the most important, right? I've been listening to Native Roots Radio, and I mean, if that doesn't get you in touch with everything that you need to know, correct? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that we as human beings have turned our backs against the entire planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we needed to live closer to the earth, you know, these high rises that are collapsing. You know, we need to live closer to the earth, bottom line. So
I agree.
Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Mary. I appreciate it. Hey. We're lighting up in the last few minutes, and let's see. I know this one. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, how are you tonight?
Just wonderful. This has been just a great show, and the story about the lovely little raccoon was just so enticing. I'm worried about the Trump situation because I'm an older person, and I lived through what happened with Monica Lewinsky and the dress and all that, and it just sapped up all of the airwaves. News stories were always about Clinton and impeachment and all of that, and it wasn't a lot of fun. It really wore on us for a while. I'm scared that that's going to happen now, that we won't have any real news and all the things we need to know about and the discoveries we need to find out about. All of that's going to be eaten up by more Trump. So that's my worry, but great show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And no, hey, it doesn't help that we have like national media that just play to this guy, right? The spineless, weak, ineffective, not really that intelligent. They're in on pop culture and stuff. Oh boy. They know, you know, which baseball team's doing stuff. It just amazes me to turn on what's supposed to be opinions on, you know, based on facts, hopefully, unless you're watching, you know, Fox or OAN or, oh man, that Newsmax freaks me out. Those people look so not real, man. You see them? They're like, let's go to Chris in Janesville because we're almost done tonight. You're on, Chris.
Well, hello.
There we go.
I have been waiting for so long to call your show. Hey, look, so two things. Very, very quickly, yes, I had a great big huge T-bone last night, and I don't disagree with being a vegetarian, but on the climate change, I watched, yes, I am not embarrassed to admit it, a bunch of videos, yes, some were from TikTok, some were from YouTube, but we have to look to that younger generation, because these kids are, like one of the other callers said, they're the ones we have to lean on as the older people. And yes, I'm one of the older people.
Well, I'm getting there. I mean, yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, Chris. I'm doing it for the younger people. That's why I get up every morning. And I'm like, these bastards are ruining it for these little kids and these beautiful little kids all over. My grandkids, your grandkids, everybody's grandkids, and even the Republicans' grandkids.
That's the hard part to understand, is that thinking about that I have a 6-month-old granddaughter and thinking about the fact that these people have grown-ass grandchildren. Sorry. Oops.
Right. Truth. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I say worse than that.
And it's like, how are you not considering this? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. That's all there is.
Oh, thanks, Chris. No, I appreciate you calling in, too. But I can tell you why. It's just like the song. It's just me, myself, and I. There's just too much of that going on out there. And the entertainment and convenience. As far as, like, not eating meat, the reason why I don't want to is the same thing as Tom, is my love for animals. It's like, you know, there are certain animals I don't eat. But I'm going to make it all animals. I'm going to make that my goal. You know, because grains and vegetables and fruit. I like all of them. And then there's spices. Oh, my goodness, the spices. You just got to learn how to do it. And then it's on. But we'll be back next week to talk about how my first week of trying to end the meat goes right here at Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting live out of Civic Media, out of Solidarity Realty Studios, Civic Media Network. Appreciate you listening, all. We'll be back next week. Have a great, great weekend.
The The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.